This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. I want to share with you a brief thought on Daf Mem Hei. The Gemara says that a woman who was a arusa and she committed znus as an arusa, so we give her skila, and we give her skila by the gate of the city. However, the Gemara says that Shila said that's if she was still an arusa. But what if you did it? What if you did it? What if after Nesuin, Edim came that she was Mazana Be'erusin? So then, then we take her back to her father's house and we give her skila by her father's house. Why? We say to the father, look what you raised. So isn't it interesting that if she's still an arusa, we don't stone her by her father's house, we stone her by the gate of the city. But if she's no longer in her father's house, and she's a nesua, and Edim come and say she was mezaneh when she was an arusa, then we take her back to the father's house, and we stone her by the father's house. So there's something pretty incongruous about that. Because if we stone her by her father's house, when she's no longer in her father's house, because she was mezaneh under the auspices of her father when she was an arusa before Nisuin, then shouldn't we certainly stone her by her father's house if she's not a nesua yet and she's still under the auspices of her father? Why then do we stone her by the gate of the city? If we're trying to show, look what you raised, so isn't it all the more so then we need to say, look what you raised, if she's still in her father's house? So the Ritva is bothered by this question. And the Ritva says, V'kivan shahakol yoidim shazin sevesavya. If she's still an arusa, then everyone knows she was mezana as an arusa. So everyone knows the father is responsible. Everybody knows it's the father's fault. But what if she's an asua? So people might mistakenly think, I don't know, she's not under the father's auspices. They might not put two and two together and say, well, but she was mezaneh as an arusa. So it's dafka when she's an asua, we take her back to the father's house. But so when she's an arusa, it's not necessary to do it by the father's house, and the Torah wants to publicize to judge her by the gate of the city. The bottom line is there's this svara, Ru'u gidulim shagidalta. Look what you raised. Look what you raised. It's the father's fault. We're blaming the chinuch of the child on the father. The Torah wants the sin of the child to be attributed to the father. So the question is this something we apply only by znus? Or does this apply by other sins as well? That if a child sins, we want to attribute it to the father. We know there's a famous episode at the end of Masechta Sukkah with a woman by the name of Miriam Bas Bilga. Those who are learning Mishnah Yoimis, we learned this recently. She converted, she married a soldier, and she showed unusual chutzpah, and her father was punished. And the Gemara says, why was the father punished? The Gemara says, "Shuta diyanuka b'shuka oidavu oidima." When a kid speaks, he heard it either from the father or the mother, which implies that a sin, the sin that was committed that the father's punished for, is not that she was mezaneh with the soldier or that she converted. It was the words that she said, the chutzpah, and the father's being punished for her chutzpah. So we see that not only if a child is mezaneh, do we attribute it to the parent? But even if the child sins with speech, we're meyaches it to the parent. Even natznus. But we know that there is something specific about znus that is attributed to the parent. So for example, a kohen who has a daughter that's mezaneh, normally when a girl is mezaneh, if she's married, it's chenek. If she's a pnuya, there's no punishment. But a bas koin shazinsa is chayiv sreifa. Why? because she defiled and was mavaza the covet of the father. We say to the father, cursed is this person who gave birth to this child. So the very interesting machlekes over here. I want to show you this Rama. Any kaihanim here? The Rama says, yesh oimim, demi sheyesh leibas shehimira la'akam. Someone Chas Hashem has a daughter that converted. Oizin so is mazana. Ein mechayvin oid lekadshai. You don't have to honor the kaihan anymore. You don't have to like call him up for the first aliyah. You don't have to give him to bench. Why? V'kidashtoi. You sanctify him. But that's if he preserves his kedusha. But if his daughter is mazana or his daughter converts, he loses his kedusha. Ki aviha hi michaleles. She defiled the father. That's the shita of the Rama. That if a woman is heimira, she converts, or she's mazana, the father loses the status of kahuna. So it's not only bas koina that's mazana, if she converts as well. However, the Magen Avram says, not like this. The Magen Avram disagrees with the Rama. And let's see if I could find... Ella al karchach, the Magen Avram says, the dafka biznus mechalala avia. Only if she's mezane, she defiles the father. Why? The havale l'shamra miznus. You have to guard her from znus. Shelo tisyached im adam, that she's not miyached with any man. Kedamina b'ksubis. Just like we say in our Gemara and Ksubis, Shesoiklin oisa al pesach beisavia, kolaymer ruu gedulam shagidaltem, aval mishar avirus ein yachal lashamrei. There's no parent could guard a child from avirus, but what you could guard is make sure you don't seclude with another man. So the Magen Avraham disagrees with the Rama. The Rama says that if a woman converts or she's mazaneh, the Kohen loses the status of Kahuna. The Magen Avraham says no, not if she converts, only if she's mazana. I, the Mordechai says, Kohen sheyesh lebasha himira irak zinsa. I, we see that even if she converts, the father loses the status of Kahuna. No, v'hachi perushai. Kishe himira, if she converts, imkein mistama zinsa. She probably was mazana. But conversion alone is not enough to defile the father. Interesting. The Berhetev. The Berhetev brings the Magen Avraham. Ayin Magen Avraham Ashehiksha Misugya the Sanhedrin Mitoch Terutze Hela. The Kavana Samordechai, who the Imhemira, Vadei Shazinsa, Aval Behemira Lechud, Enim Chalel Slavia, Umishamachi Loinakan Hamordechai Ben Shehemir. It's only a daughter, listen carefully, if the son converts, the father's still a Kayin. Because what's the father supposed to do? But if the daughter converts, then probably she was Mazana. But if you look in the Shvas Yaakov, Chalek Beis and Beis, Chalek Alav, because of Deloishna Ben, Loishna Bas, Loishna Znus, Loishna Hina Radas, Bechulam Esavi, Mechalelas, Vein Mechayam Lekadshai. Bottom line is, Bizman Hazeh, we're not noyig this way. Uvishare Knesses Hagdoy Lekasav, Dein Minhag Bizman Hazeh, Lifsal Hakoyhein, Misham Znus Bitoy, Oy Bimei Merdas. We don't accord ourselves this way. The bottom line is, the Magen Avraham is citing our Gemara, where at least when it comes to Znus, there's an inyan of holding the parent accountable, look what you raised. And again, in our first year, we apply that, that's why the father is fundamentally entitled to the Knas. The reason why, if there's no father, it's not Gzeres HaKasav, your pater. It's the father you're bad-mouthing. When a person, if a girl asks, acts promiscuous, it's attributable to the father. And vice versa, if someone falsely spreads something, it's an insult to the father. Okay, that's all we got for today. I wish everyone a wonderful day. Thank you for joining us. Bezus Hashem, I think, stay tuned for the schedule. I originally thought I had a share Tuesday night. I do, but I think I'm going to be back by 9:15. But we still may do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay, so I'm going to try to send you soon what the schedule is this week for Daf HaShavua. Right now we're up to date. And this coming week is Daf Mem Vav. Okay, thank you everyone. Thank you everyone. Have a great day. Kol Tov.
Brachah Matzlacha. I have a question.
Sure.
By the orphan, again, if she gets...
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.